what you hear. Yet some words can inspire you to see and hear images and sounds impossible to describe.
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Novo Calypso! Yay! And I know the listeners are going yay on that one. They love to have you on the show. Welcome to the show, Novo.
Oh, thank you. I love being here. It gives me an excuse to be out of the heat.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I think it was like 107 or something today, wasn't it, here?
Oh, it was very, 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 very high. I went to the store and bought parsley and put it over top of myself so I can, you know, really feel like a twice baked potato.
Yeah, and it's worse down in Phoenix.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're trying to stay inside in the air conditioning. All you guys that are back in 70-degree weather, you're cackling now. But, you know, in a few more months, when the snows start, we'll be cackling. So, you know, it's fair. It goes back and forth. Anyway, tonight I asked Novo to be on the show because you guys love having him on and have so many questions for him. And so so what we're going to do, of course, is allow callers to call in and ask Novo questions about themselves and their numbers and things like that. And I'm going to let Novo talk about whatever subject he thinks is wonderful because he's such a wealth of information. So let me give the call-in numbers first. The USA toll-free number is 877-876-5227. Canada is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So, callers, you are welcome to call in. If you're too bashful, get on the quick chat with BBS Fast Chat. That's right above the feedback window there on the index page and or the home page there, and I will relay your questions to Novo. So, now that I've got the housekeeping business out of the way, what shall we talk about first?
Well, I have with me one of my clients who wishes to give a testimonial of how the Chaldean numerology helped her.
Awesome.
And so she's going to talk about that for a little while. And this is very important for listeners to understand because this is the type of work, this is how dynamic Chaldean numerology is. It's actually called mystical numerology. And so it's able to go into vibrations that aren't, other forms or modalities aren't so quick to pick up this information. So it gives people a lot of closure, peace. It gives them a letting go process. And when they see the vibrations and when I sit down and talk to them about the vibrations, it rings very true, and then I'm able to discuss their vibrations and the vibrations of people who affected their lives. So my friend Jane Albrecht is here, and she would like to speak about how Chaldean numerology affected her. And here's Jane.
Awesome.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Jane. Welcome to the show. And wait, what? We have a caller already?
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, I was hoping that Novo might be able to work some numbers for me.
Okay, go ahead and give him the numbers, and then we're going to have Jane talk, and then Novo will discuss yours. How's that?
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
My birth date is 07-09-1959.
Okay, can I have those one more time, please?
07-09-1959. 1959.
And your first name?
Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A.
S-H-A, okay.
Yes.
And do you know the time of your birth?
It's approximately between 10 and 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, while I'm working on these, I'm going to turn the phone back over to Jane.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. Okay, Jane, go ahead and if you would, tell the listeners what you have experienced with Chaldean numerology.
Great. Dr. Valerie asked me to tell you all my experience, and so here it is. I have a medical background with a degree in science. But like millions of people, I struggled with, some childhood trauma issues, and it just seemed to follow me all of my life. You know, I had episodes of depression and bitterness and anger. So I've attempted healing, seems like, all of my life. Been through churches, Christian churches, and I'm very familiar with the forgiveness doctrine. I had my own personalized rituals, for forgiveness. But I don't think I was really forgiving anybody. I just, feel like I was getting to be a time bomb. So filled with anger and self-hatred, actually. I hated everything. I hated my home, my job, my family. Oh, I just was filled. I said the word so many times every day. Then I felt like I should go to a psychologist and get some professional help. So I went 4 years consistently to a psychologist, and I ended up with increased anxiety and more isolated. So I decide I'm going to go to Sedona and do something drastic, find a naturopath physician, which Dr. Holmes said, and she suggested, along with other treatments, to try the Chaldean numerology. So guess what? This is what happened. I had my chart done. And I was amazed at the accuracy. It just described my essence, my nature. And for it to be magically associated with numbers and combinations of numbers, like it was almost plotted on a graph. And it was so settling. It's just like it was final, or I could understand just things that seemed chaotic in my life, I had a better understanding of. And I'm not a New Ager, I haven't been. But the numerology seemed different, almost scientific, not generalized character traits. And
yeah.
I decided to have my father's chart done. And I did gain insight into my father's, into his life. And it was like putting on glasses and doing away with the blur. All of a sudden, it was like his life was his life, and my life is my life. And why am I struggling? Why am I suffering? So it was like putting down a burden. I call it spontaneous forgiveness. And who even knew such a thing like that happened? It was like a gift or a miracle. And, the most I could have hoped for was maybe on some deathbed scenario, me and my father would talk and have forgiveness. And I called my father on Father's Day. We ended up having one of the most sincere and loving conversations. I was amazed. It was probably the nicest conversation I've ever, ever had with him. And I knew that I was experiencing, somehow I wrapped my mind around unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. And it was toward my father. It was toward myself. I just laid the path down, and forgiveness started flowing. So the numerology, it almost magically, really and truly, brought me to a higher plane. I call it a different frequency. And in this frequency, in this higher plane, in this energy, insight and forgiveness and healing, they were just all there for the taking. I don't know exactly how, but I'm a person who has tried and tried and tried, and nothing has ever happened so easily and so profoundly. And it all started with Chaldean numerology. And I'm just grateful to Nobo and grateful to Dr. Olmsted, because I really did get relief and some great things in my life.
So thank you so much for telling people what the difference can be in someone's life. And I have to tell you people that the whole reason that I suggested that Jane go and see Nobo and get her chart done is because she was a prime example of what Nobo had been talking to me about with the 555s and all this kind of stuff. And I said, wow, as soon as Jane and I met, I said, you got to go talk to Nobo because I think he can really help you. And so, you know, we kind of have this this mutual healing society going on here in Sedona anyway. And with everybody able to help other people, it's just amazing. Jane, I mean, Jane, you look completely different. You know, I mean, that when I saw you, you just had a mask on. And since all the work that you've been doing in the last month or so, I've seen the mask dropping off, and the true beauty of who you are has been coming out. And that is just awesome. I love it.
I really am making a lot of progress, I have to say. I'm just so pleased to be here. I made a great move to Sedona. And I'll have to tell the people about some of my experiences in your office, how great they were. Another
oh, yeah, that was fun.
It was really good. So, yep, I'm grateful.
Oops, kind of breaking up there. We get this weird digital thing that goes on every now and then. Try it again.
I am back, and I'm done with Marcia. Is she still there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Marcia? Okay. All right, Nobo, go ahead.
Okay. From what I can see from just your first name and your birth date is the your corner. I want to talk about your cornerstone first, and then I want to talk about how dynamic your birth date is. I do want to ask you, have you ever heard the term master builder?
Master builder. Probably not in the same context as what you're talking about, no.
Well, I'll do your cornerstone first. Cornerstone means what type of environment you're best suited for, what environment works for Marcia.
Okay.
And the type of environment that works best for you is one that has an organizational flow to it, that has structure, that has foundation, that is already created, that is formed. It's something that has to be formed. You're not the type of person that can go into, say, like a chaotic place. It has to be, you have to know the details. You have to know that this place is organized so that you can move about the way you like to move. Your entire birthday comes down to a 22.
Okay.
Which is considered a 22/4. But since it's a 22, there's no /4 because 22 is a master number. And it's the master builder. That means that you're able to manifest very, very well for others. That means that you have this ability that you're connected to spirit at all times. And when something has to be done, you're very, very resourceful. You dip into the resources around you, and you're able to create and build from that. It means a lot of people will come to you with their problems because they, you know, you give off this vibration. I'm a master builder. So people will come to you, and always it seems like they're dumping a lot of problems on you, but that's not what it is. It's that they pick up this vibration that you're resourceful and that you're loyal and that you're disciplined, and that you're able to build from everything around you. And this includes a number which is called 145. And the 14-5 means that new places, new people, you have curiosity, adventure, travel, and this is a part of the vibration that's around you being a master builder. When I total Marcia, it comes down to an 11. And when the 11 is the, when you look at musical harmony, the notes 11 and 7 create their own harmony. So having 11 vibration gives you more dignity. It means you're a very dignified lady. It means that you like to uplift other people, that you have a you're very intuitive. So when you're master building, you use your intuition to build. You don't rely on so much on practicality, although a master builder has this automatic it's like an automatic jet pilot of they're practical and logical anyway, but it has to be intuitive and you have to be inspired in order to do the things that you do. The 11 also gives you a global application. It's very success orientated, and it means that Marcia is here to help help others and to uplift people as much as she can. Having a master number, which you have two of them, you have the 22 as your destiny. So that means that you brought these tools in with you from previous lives. Master builders in ancient times were the pyramid builders, were the ones who created the structures. They're the ones who worked with sacred geometry, and they used the inspiration of spirit to build these magnificent, aesthetic proportions. And that's what a master builder does. They build from the aesthetics that's around them. This says that that this is very success orientated as long as you're helping others. And it also, when I come down to do a final total of the vibrations, it leans towards you having your own business. Your own business where you have the ability to manifest for others for the purpose of uplifting others. And I would have to do your entire chart to find out exactly what that means, because with some people it's uplift, use their imagination more. Some it's uplift to improve their living standards. Some it's uplift in a total race consciousness. But a 22 in the destiny clearly shows and I don't want this to vibrate with you too strongly, but most people who have a 22 in their destiny are people that go into Hall of Fame, win the Nobel Peace Prize. They do extraordinary things. So you have an extraordinary vibrations around you all the time. And it means that, you know, you're a highly intelligent woman and you're tapped into the source and know that you're tapped into the source at all times. And you can use these abilities. Right now I'm seeing uplift others, but if I went to do the rest of your name and mixed in the directional, then I could find out exactly uplift others to do what.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're so connected to spirit, I'm pretty sure you have an idea of what that's... Do you have an idea of what that's all about?
Well, I spent, just a brief history, 13 years in banking, which certainly goes back to that structure, you know, the organizational flow. And then I went back to college and became a ceramic artist. I got my master's degree in ceramics. So one of my... And it was at that time, I think, that, you know, my spirit was probably at its highest, because I was creating, you know, using my imagination, not depending solely on income from the ceramics, but, you know, in this educational environment where I could really soar in that respect. So I have always felt the need to make objects for other people's use. And whether it, you know, it started out as functional pottery, but then ended up, you know, in other ways. But I still have that desire, but I'm actually back into the business structure because of the income.
Right.
So I sort of got one foot in each world. So part of that really makes sense, you know, that there's this organizational flow and the structure and foundation that's needed. But yet at the same time, I really have this desire to... you know, when you say uplift others, that's what resonates with me, is that, you know, whether it's a simple coffee mug or something, you know, more extreme, you know, there's a function there that I feel like I can perform for others aesthetically. Does that
right.
make sense?
Now, it makes total sense, because the vibrations coming down together shows that you have to have your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that, with the master builder and the creativity, because 11s have to find their own harmony. And I'll tell you something about a master builder. Master builders spend a lot of years, they have to go step by step by step. As you probably experienced in your life, you haven't, no get-rich-quick schemes have ever worked for you.
Right.
It has to be step by step, block by block, and that's how master builders' lives work. So a lot of previous positions seemed really menial to you and to others around you, but you always knew that you were pulling a certain experience out of there that you would use in the long run. Now, since you were born in, I got my glasses back on, 59.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you're crossing into a new pinnacle. And when you cross in, it's a new pinnacle that starts about now, so it's another shift that you're going through. And so the shift for a master builder means that you're probably reaching to the total completion of what you want to do. Now, if it says that you're going to, the vibrations are for you to own your own business, from what you've told me, you have your own, you have the skills and knowledge to do so, and now you have the creative means to put the two together. And if you put the two together to uplift others with ceramics, would that be a type of business that would satisfy you?
Yeah, and that's actually what my ultimate goal is. It's interesting what you're saying about the building blocks. I look back, and some people might, or even at times in my own life, I've thought of, gosh, all those 13 years, you know, for what, when I wanted to be an artist at the heart of it all. But all of that business experience has taught me, you know, how to really maintain and run my own business.
Right.
So this makes total sense what you're talking about.
So what it's doing, it's reaching a pinnacle of combining the two together. Because master builders, there comes a time to where it's, okay, I've reached my point, I have the experiences, you know, the highs and lows from the experiences that I can apply to the final goal, and that's when the success comes in. Your final goal involves communication, meaning that it involves communication around the number 11, which is create your own harmony. It's very intuitive, it's inspired, and it's creative. But it also has a global application to it. So whatever you teach, teaching peace through ceramics, because there's a lot of people with master numbers have a lot of nervous tension. There's always a lot of nervous tension. I got to go. I got to do. I haven't accomplished enough. And they're always vibrating this.
Yeah, because I really feel that there's times when I can't stop. I mean, I can't stop and enjoy the moment and relax, because there's always another goal to be reached and to do. Yeah.
That's the master builder lives in that vibration all the time, and there's a lot, and now you can understand why there's addiction, because people with high vibrations, high master numbers, like especially 22 and 55. If they don't find a way of calming down their energies, like working with wet clay and working with their hands and doing something meditative, they lean towards self-indulgences and, you know, other forms that just to bury this energy. When the energy, the whole thing is your nervous system is too slow to contain the vibrational level that you're working from. It's a pattern that exists inside of you. So if you were able to find some peace with working with the clay and building from the clay, building different objects from the clay, there's a lot of people who don't understand to find the inner peace just from working with ceramics. And that's a very important thing, too, because if master builders deal a lot with what's in the physical world, and they know how to deal with the substances of the physical world, but that also includes administration, finance, executive abilities, et cetera, et cetera. They have an understanding of the process, but that still doesn't still down the energy. And if you were able to still the energy somewhat, although, you know, it's still a high vibration, but if you're able to find that through ceramics, then that seems to me to be something to uplift others, because a lot of people don't know that. They think, you know, when a lot of people think of ceramics, they think about retirement. So ceramics is actually can actually be very healing. And maybe that's the message that you need to bring to people, is that through ceramics you can find your own inner healing, your own inner peace, because a lot of people feel, well, you know, I got to spend time to go to the, lead the city, go to the mountains, yada-da-da-da, you know, to find my inner peace. And that's not it. So if you were able to find it and uplift yourself, then perhaps you can combine the two into your own business to uplift others.
And do you think that that's also a way of healing some of the, you know, past things that unfortunately hang with us, you know, with our souls, like, you know, what we've experienced as children or, you know, through particularly teenage years, traumatic events, which is kind of part of the web of what I'm dealing with, is learning that as I get older to not only accept all these experiences that I've had individually and find out where they're leading me, but also then trying to heal some of the hurt that happened in the past that I would love to let go, but is it's a part of my psyche. You know,
right.
So I'm having difficulty letting some of that go.
Well, part of what Jane experienced was a lot of the psychobabble that surrounded her and that surrounds us that has a way of infiltrating into our ids and what Jung considered our ids and what filters into our sacred child and what we are neurotransmitters just hold on to for some reason. And the psychobabble just is very consistent, like codependency has become a consistent term that's been used over and over and over again, and people all over the world now use this, meaning that if you go out and you really help people, if you put yourself out to help others, you're codependent, which really isn't true at all. It just means that one needs to set up, you know, their own boundaries. And if I looked at their chart, I'd probably see a couple sixes in there that says you have to realize what your responsibilities are with other people as you're helping them. So what happened with Jane is taking in a lot of the psychobabble, which from the Western world, which made her feel sicker and sicker and sicker, that there was no cure, and then their final cure was, you know, medications, which her vibrations are also high, and they just wreaked havoc. It was nothing but upheaval inside of her all the time to deal with these chemicals and, you know, with her the two aren't comparable. They don't meet. It would have to be something natural, like what Dr. Valerie offers. It has to be a natural solution. So with the vibrations that you're carrying, our society has a habit of inflicting a lot of self-doubt, a lot of guilt, a lot of insecurities, and we try to lace our problems around other people and other beings. And what I do through Chaldean numerology is I find the vibrations of the other person, and I put the two vibrations together. And like I sat down with Jane and I showed her step by step why the things happened to her that happened to her through her father. And so I showed to her that it really had nothing to do with you at all. But he wasn't in a mindset to intentionally hurt. It more had to do with him and his circumstances than with you. But from where he was existing from, he couldn't see into what you were feeling. I mean, it just wasn't possible for him to do that. Mm-hmm. But that didn't mean that he wanted to hurt his daughter. So she was able to release that and become at peace with it, because the vibrations are so strong. When I do someone's numerology, I go inside their vibrations. Not inside the person, but inside the vibrations. And when I went into her father's chart, it was a rather disturbing place to be, and it took me 5 days to do it. But I understood. I had a total understanding, and then I brought her vibrations in, and I understood how she felt at the time. So I was able to sit down with her and explain to her what was going on with these feelings and where exactly they came from. And I know it sounds really extraordinary, and that's because it is. It's a mystical. It's a very mystical science. And if there's any peace that can be had, Chaldean numerology is one place that can give it to you, and it could let you let go of these traumatic events. Because again, we don't have it in our blueprint to hold on to these things. And inside your main vibrations, what's really vibrating inside of you is not the. I never find the capacity to hold on to things. I have never found that in anyone's chart in 27 years.
Wow.
I've never found the capacity to feel guilt. I have never found the capacity to have insecurities. I have never found the capacity for fear. I've seen the capacity to let go of fear, but I never see a capacity to hold on to fear. So it really doesn't exist. And
so
it
you're saying that society is aiding us in that, then? That's
where
that comes from?
Absolutely. I mean, we're all filled with so much self-doubt that the corporations rely on that, you
mm-hmm.
know, to grab us as consumers. You know, the diet, the food, the diet, the clothes, the makeup, the this, the that, you know, it's endless, and they rely on that self-doubt. And that comes from a lot of the major religions. So a lot of that is in the collective unconsciousness. And so when we tap into a way of solving our problems, we tap into like a collective unconsciousness because we like to find meaning. But you can find a greater, you can go above the collective unconsciousness because you're tapped into spirit. And what I would do is counsel you to stay within the connection to spirit, because that's the purity that comes to you. That's the wisdom that you get, that intuitive wisdom that you always receive. And to validate for you that, yes, it's correct. You know, that intuitive feelings that you're feeling is the universal spirit, and yes, that is correct, and that should be your guide. Because we toss and turn about that. It's like, well, it just can't be that simple. You know, this message I got, it's like, yes, it is.
It is that simple, you know.
Yeah, it is that simple.
The reason that Jane has been doing so well has a lot to do with the understanding that Nobo was able to give her. Because, you know, we cannot be healed until we bring a lot of different things in our lives into alignment, until you've healed every portion of whatever that particular time was or that particular issue that you're dealing with. And so you've got to be able to really see it from a lot of different angles and to allow that healing to come up from within, because really it's not me that heals anybody. We heal ourselves. You know, the rest of us that call ourselves healer, we're just here to kind of, you know, hold your hand, you know. Basically, you do it all yourself. And I can tell you, I've seen a huge difference in Jane since she gained this understanding. And, I mean, it really is that simple. She could have gone to all kinds of counselors and things that would have basically taken up her money and wasted her time for years, and she would never have made the giant leaps that she's made in such a short time. And, you know, the only thing that really helped with that was that understanding. And so that's why it's so valuable, and that's why I use it as a physician. You know, when I get people to come along with certain stories, I go, oh, you need to go see Nobo.
If I could ask,
it's really amazing.
One more quick question. I'll let you go so that other people can call in. Is this in some way then?
We do. We really appreciate the conversation we're having with you.
Thank you. I can't tell you how this is. It's kind of like you have all the pieces of the puzzle, and you know, I'm quickly approaching my 48th birthday, so things are feeling. I do have a sense that I haven't had in years that everything is going to be okay. It's all going to work out, even at times of real distress. So I chalk that up to maturity, but now I'm thinking that it really should go much deeper, you know, into kind of what you're talking about, is tapping into the my true spirit, perhaps, before I've just been resisting it, you know, thinking, as you said, oh, it's too simple. But part of me, for years, many years, I've been dealing with a weight problem, and it comes back on me as this guilt feeling is like, well, I feel I am a fairly intelligent person. I am a fairly, you know, I can figure out how to do it, but it never materializes. And I don't know if this is just self-destructive behavior based on...
It's not. It's. I'll tell you something about a master builder who I knew who was had a weight problem. What she did is she went out and she went through all her experiences in life. And then she brought all her experiences together and she created what she had to do. And then so what was created, being a master builder, she had to continue on master building. So she turned around and paid attention to her own body, and she master builded her whole body. She reconstructed her entire body.
Wow.
She is totally different. She wears spandex, and she's a very sensual and sexy lady, and no one would expect that to happen. So that's what she did. It's okay, I completed my project. And a lot of it, Marcia, is that energy. That energy is so huge. It's such a huge amount of energy. And probably in your soul quality denial, you might have a six, which says that a lot of master builders, people see them as being headstrong. They sometimes see them as being aloof because they're so concentrated on the building aspect. But they're actually not aloof. They're actually doing this for everybody. What a master builder does isn't just for his or herself. He or she does it for everybody, with everybody in mind. Like, this is going to have a ripple effect. This is going to span out. And so they need a lot of love and appreciation. But in our society, we tend to look at people that way and place them in a aloof category. Well, if they're not real friendly and sociable and smiling all the time, and greeting us, then we're not going to return it because you get what you put out. And it's like, well, that's not true with a master builder. A master builder is mentally calculating to build a better life within this society. And sometimes he or she is caught up in that moment. And he or she may seem aloof, but a master builder, more than anyone else, needs a lot of love and affection. They need a lot of appreciation for the things that they did build. Because there's a flip side to the master builder, and if someone goes against the master builder after he or she has created for someone, they could turn around and tear it all down just to stop that person from their yak-yak.
Right.
You know, because it's like, okay, you didn't like it, and I'm going to tear it all down, now you have to leave me alone, I'm going to go on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that quality exists. So a lot of it probably has to do with that. And remember, the friend of mine who was a master builder, and when she went through life doing when she felt she was doing these menial tasks and not giving.
Hello?
No way.
And we got cut off there for a minute, or I did.
Huh?
Sorry about that. Either we got cut off or I did. Something happened there for a minute.
Is Marcia still there?
Marcia? Hello, Marcia? I guess we lost her. Well, go ahead and finish that thought.
Well, what this lady who was going to retire, she was a master builder, and what happened was now... And she doesn't know how it all happened. She said it just happened so quickly. Through her master building and the contacts that she had made, she's now opening up a place in France on 60 acres for a healing center. And she didn't have the plans to do so, but the master building capacity and the contacts that she had made through this and her previous successes led this for her. So it happens for master builders. And quickly.
I think that's a good thing to know, and I think that there's a lot of listeners that probably have those kinds of numbers. And as you know, the listeners that have called in have had some really incredible master numbers. And I think it really helps, Nobo, when people hear this, when they get to really start to understand who they are and why they've gone through the things that they've gone through in life. And I know it's helped so much. You know, whenever I send someone to you and get the chart done, it makes it much easier for me to deal with them and to find the best way to help them to heal. And, you know, everybody's got a different way of approaching things. So I've been very grateful to to be able to send people to you for this kind of work. And we have another listener. Hello. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, I'm sorry, this is Marcia again. For some reason I got
Marcia.
Disconnected, but I did just want to say thank you so much. This has really helped me start.
Were you able to hear the finish of the...
No, I didn't. I quickly went back in and, you know, tried to listen to it on the computer. But
I don't mind repeating it because I'd like to give you some encouragement, and I'll say it quickly so it's not repetitious for the other listeners. But
thank you.
There was a master builder that I had met about a month ago who was looking at retirement. And she didn't really want to retire, and in her chart, it didn't say that she was going to retire. In fact, it said that this was the time that she had to come out and teach and do more public speaking. And so what happened was, because of all her master building through the years and the contacts that she had made, these events had come together like rather swiftly, and in less than a year's time, she now owns 60 acres of property in France where she's opening up a retreat.
Wow.
So this is what happens with master builders.
Well,
so your efforts and everything that you're doing for a master builder is never for naught.
That is so encouraging, because I do feel like there has been some backlash, you know, from people who are, because I can seem somewhat, you know, like you were saying, somewhat aloof or predisposed with my own thoughts, you know, and it's not anything like that. It's just you get consumed with everything that you're working on at the time.
Right.
So
right.
That's,
and you're not
definitely,
aloof at all.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the betterment of mankind and the upliftment of other people. And they see that in the end result. But that's
uh-huh.
the way our society's structured, and that's part of the hurt. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the hurt. So we have to restructure it. People like Dr. Valerie and myself try to restructure that thinking to be the pure, you know, the pure thinking where she's building for us. She's a part
mm-hmm.
of we. She's a part of us. We're all together. She's not.
And isn't that just such a wonderful visual sense of just this very cyclic thing that happens in our lives, and, you know, how we interact with each other. And we don't often know the outcome, of course, while we're building on it, but the reward comes, and then we start building again. And
right.
then in that really is that rebirth, that idea of just the growth and the rebirth of everything over and over again.
Right, the
regeneration. Throughout our lives.
Over and over, that's right.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Noble.
Very beautiful. You are quite welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Marcia. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You take care. And listeners, you know, I really do love to have you guys call in and ask questions when the guests are on. And, you know, not only is it interesting for me and gives Nobo something to do, but also it's, I think, a great teaching thing for everybody out there. And that's why I allow the callers all the time. And you know, we encourage that kind of stuff, because a lot of times you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, I don't really have anything important to call in about. But, you know, something will be said by the host or by the guest or by a caller that all of a sudden sparks you and goes, oh, man, now I get it. Yeah, that's something about myself I've been wondering about. And so this show, of course, is all about that kind of stuff. Welcome, caller. Who do we have?
Thank you. My name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome. And what's your question for Nobo?
Well, I was so impressed by that last reading. I would appreciate a little bit of the same if I give you my birth date.
All right, go ahead.
Is your name
okay.
Marilynn, or is it one N?
One N. Marilyn, yes.
Okay. And your birthday?
Is 04-07-1956.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
56. Sorry if you can't hear me very well.
Well, we break up every now and then with the digital.
Yeah, 1956, yeah.
Also, we've only got about 11 minutes, Nobo. So it's going to have to be a quick one. And then they're gonna bring out the hook, you know?
Okay, I have a quick question for you, Marilyn. I haven't gone into your name yet. But I notice in your chart you have two 11s. which means that Marilyn walks her walk and talks her own talk. Also, Marilyn, everything comes out to a 2-3-5. And when you have a 2-3-5, that means that you have a very magnetic personality. It means that that you have a strong intellect, and people are drawn to. It's a combination of having a strong intellect, creativity, and it creates like a magnetism that people are drawn to. But the question that I have is, are you a person who doesn't really care for emotional people who are very, very emotional, or if you don't care to be in an emotional situation, like emotional dependency? You don't like for people to become emotionally dependent upon you.
That is kind of true. However, it's not quite so harsh as it sounds. You know, I would say that's kind of true.
That because you have the ones that are very, very strong in your birth date, and that's usually a person who who's very intuitive, very creative person, a person who doesn't mind helping others,
right.
But a person who isn't there to be the, lean on me, just keep leaning on me and I'll keep solving this for you. Like, people with a lot of sixes don't mind doing that, but people with a lot of ones love to share with others, be creative, be original, be authentic. But they don't want this person to constantly tag around and say, "Well, what do I do next?" They want the person to get it.
Yes,
so
I do. I want the world to get it. I want our president to get it.
Right.
But
you.
Yeah.
So that's very strong in your destiny. By it coming out to a 2-3-5, that does involve communication. It also involves ambition, and it says that money, it's also a good money number, and thoroughness, and in order to attain the money, you have to be goal-orientated. It's like set a goal and shoot for the goal. And the final vibration is a 5, and when it's a 5, that means new places, adventure, new people, very curious. There's some risk involved, but there's risk involved for anyone who goes into, you know, new places and meets new people. So, and it's a high humanity number, being involved with humanity. It's a sensual number, pattern, enjoying the senses, the taste, touch, smell, enjoying rain when it splatters on fiberglass or a rooftop, really appreciating snow, appreciating warmth, a crackly fire, appreciating something that's made well and tastes good with the right ingredients in it. So it's a real nice sensual number, and it's the 4. This is dropping down into your name now. Is you carry the 11 again in Maryland. And your cornerstone is a lot like marshes, where you like to see organization and structure and form, you things that run efficiently. That's a good environment for you to be in. See, you drop down. You have 11s throughout your entire chart. So if you have 11s in your entire chart, this means, in the first name and your birthday, this gives a universal effect. This isn't things that Marilyn can have a little Tupperware tea party and be happy with it in her house. Everything has to branch out more universally. It has to have a universal appeal, universal effect. To help others making the right choices, to help others find a more creative, authentic approach of living to help others find certain seeds within inside of themselves that they can nurture and bring out. The 11th, again, is filled with a lot of ideals. There's a lot of ideals that you feel are needed, a lot of ideals that, that you would like to present to others. But it's also where Marilyn has to create her own. She can't be molded. Even though you like a structure that's organized and efficient, you're not a person that can fit that could be fit into a mold very easily. You can't be like filed, you know, regimented, and that's different. That's kind of different for someone who likes that organizational structure because you feel comfortable with that. But you can't be molded into that structure if they try to do so.
I totally understand that. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I totally understand that.
So
it's weird.
Not,
it's like you've known me all my life.
So it's not saying that you're rebellious, but it is saying you're unconventional. And there are certain things that you will rebel against, like authority. You don't like to see abuse of authority. You don't like to see people downtrodden. If people are smarter than somebody else and they use their, say, the Western logos and rationale against somebody else who may not be as smart, it's not something that you appreciate very well.
Yeah, how true. Well, that's probably true of a lot of people, but the combination of everything you said, that is just fascinating.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, listeners, you know, in order for a physician to send patients to see someone like Nobo, we have to have a darn good reason. And I can tell you that, you know, this is not something that I do lightly. But when you have someone like Nobo who can actually help you to find a quicker way to help someone to heal, you use them. Well, at least you do if you're somebody like me. But, I mean, he's so accurate. Because he studied this for so long, and he's so careful about everything that he looks at. I mean, you guys, you got to get a full reading with him. You'll just be amazed.
Yeah,
I'm so happy I got one.
Well, can I just ask? I know time's running short. You know, my birthday being born in '56. You know, I'm 51. Do I have any pinnacles in my future, near future,
yeah, you're going
or are
into
they
a major pinnacle as well? I hate to say this, but you're moving into a pinnacle of 11 again. So
that's bad.
Whereas you're coming out of a pinnacle of the 4. You're coming out of the structure, the detail. You did it. You done it. You understand it. Now you're moving into a pinnacle to use it. You're coming into a pinnacle of 11, which is an 11-2, and 11-2 is it's a high spiritual pinnacle. That involves the cooperation of others, that involves peacekeeping abilities, that involves spiritual teaching. So you're moving out of the 4 where you have an understanding of how everything works. So now it's like, okay, now it's going to be my way. Now it's going to be a more creative approach. Now it's going to be more authentic. Now there's going to be more originality to this. Now there's going to be a strong use of intuition. So you're moving into that pinnacle now. And the pinnacles change from there's birth to 33, and then there's 33 to 5, and this isn't, it doesn't have to be 33, so it could say birth to, and it starts changing around 30, 31, and then the full impact comes about 33, and then from 33 to about 54, and the changes start happening in the late 40s. And then it starts picking up more intensely until around 54 it has a completion to it, and then there's another pinnacle from 54 to 85, and then believe it or not, there's pinnacles for a lot of people 85 on.
Well, that's cool.
Like I had one client who is in a retirement home, but she was a vice president of the League of Women's Voters. And she felt as if she had done everything that she had to do, and it's like, no, that's not that's not correct. It's now time for you to come out and to teach young people about these experiences in the League of Women Voters. So that's what she's doing. When she was just going to stay in her room and knit. It's like, no knitting. No knitting. And she said, you know, I thought I had to do that. But see, our society says grandma has to sit there and knit. First of all, she's not grandma. Second of all, she doesn't like knitting. So she, and that's the way our society is. You know, go bake your cookies and retire. Oh, no way. You know, it's this is a new pinnacle. It's time for a change. Let's hop on it and do it.
Okay, hang on right there. We're going to have to go. So please give you your contact information very quickly, Nobo. Thank you very much.
I do work at the New Age Center in Sedona. My home phone number is 928-649-1806. And I usually have that relayed through my cell, but if I don't, my cell is 928-300-3807.
And
but
give the prices also.
Excuse me?
Go ahead and give your prices also.
It's $125 a chart. And it takes me 3 to 5 hours, and depending on the chart, the intensity of it, it could last 1 to 2 days.
Wow. Interesting. So thank you so much, Nobo, for being on the show. Thank you, callers, for calling in. And
thank you for having me.
It.
I always enjoy this with you, Dr. Valerie.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. I love it. I love giving the listeners a little perk there, you know, and getting them to understand themselves a little bit better so that they can have a happier life. So thank you, listeners. Thank you, callers, that have called in. And tune in next week where we are going to have Ha'a on, speaking about the spirits of water. He photographs water spirits and just has an amazing couple of CDs on this, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are.
Man, I write rhymes when I chill. I know the deal, saying stuff that you can feel. I keep it real. Girls, I got a lot. When I step on stage, they jock. Man, I'm hot. The freshest dude on my block.
Killing us all, it's sad to see people live that way. When we complain and chill all day, when we should be thankful for what we got, 'cause